Hello, I'm Harry Karanja, the lawyer.
And I am Gashao Patrick, the layman, and this is Swala Nyeti, the Kenyan legal podcast that pairs a layman and a lawyer to answer your legal questions.
Yesterday, I made a comment here that I am becoming an expert in answering legal questions, which has gotten me into trouble. My relatives have been bombarding me with questions about this and that, which I have no answer about. I clearly still have to learn more. Anyway, enough about myself. How are you?
I'm good, Michelle. I'm good. Well, we shall learn together. And what do we have on today's episode to help with that learning?
Our question is from Japheth. He says, Gashao and Wakili, I hope you're keeping safe in this COVID season. Personally, I decided to move a few weeks ago back to the village because of the high cost of living in Nairobi and the rising cases of corona. I share custody of two children with my ex-wife, and I left Nairobi with them as it was my turn to be with them. My ex-wife is a nurse who is working at the front lines, and I have been stressing every day about the children getting corona. Now, according to the custody order that I am supposed to send her 15,000 every month, and I am to take them back to her in a few days. But life here in the village is so good and clean for them that I am thinking it is better for them to stay here, and instead I spend the 15K here for the upkeep. Therefore, I wanted to know, will the court forgive me for disobeying custody and maintenance orders because of COVID?
So if I've heard correctly, Japheth and his ex-wife co-parent their children based on a custody and maintenance order from the court. And he has now moved to the village with the children and wants to know if the court will forgive him for breaking the terms of this order.
Okay. I am sure there are many men and women who could be in Japheth's position and are looking to make a similar decision. The way I see it, a court is run by humans who will be understanding in situations if situations change. With COVID and his wife being a nurse, it seems Japheth's situation has changed to allow for some lenience from the court.
Okay, it's true that COVID has upended many people's way of living. And like in many other areas, co-parenting arrangements have been severely affected. But in addition to how their co-parenting is done, what I hear is a question also about obeying/disobeying court orders. And I just like to say this right at the onset. If any person willfully disobeys a court order, they will find out very quickly that a court is not as lenient and will not just look the other way. But let's answer Japheth's question. And to do so, we need to get a bit more context. Is this a situation where he's already disobeyed the court orders, or he is just planning to disobey them?
Isn't that the same as asking, has someone planned a murder or committed the murder? I thought both are criminals, the conspirator and the murderer.
Okay, yeah, both are criminals if the murder happens. But in this case, if Japheth has not breached the agreement, there might be an easier way to resolve this.
Which is?
To talk to the mother and agree. If they're able to come to an agreement on alternative custody and maintenance arrangements, then put that in writing. And if there's a dispute in future, then at least Japheth can show that he was not willfully disobeying the court orders.
I see there are many ifs in the explanation. What if they cannot agree?
Then the best course of action for Japheth to take is to make an application to court and let the court know that him and the mother, him and his ex-wife, cannot agree on what the best custody and maintenance arrangement is during this time of COVID.
Okay. So then if Japheth had a good argument, he doesn't necessarily need the mother to agree. He can go to court.
Absolutely. And in fact, when it comes to custody orders, any parent is free to approach the court at any time if he or she cannot agree with the other parent on how the custody order will be exercised or performed and where there is a good reason.
Then it looks like you're agreeing with me then. The courts are human and orders then are bendable.
Maybe we don't use the word bendable when we're speaking about court orders. Let's use the term vary, which is in the law. The court orders can be varied, but the court orders will not be varied unilaterally. The court will not just wake up and decide to vary its orders. one of the parents needs to make an application to court. And just to make it clear, what the court eventually decides will depend a lot on what the best interests of the child are and the conduct of the parents. The courts are not going to look favorably on a parent who insists they must have access to this child and ends up exposing them to COVID. And of course, they will also not applaud a parent who, without any sound basis, because of this COVID outbreak, they use it as an excuse to deny this child time with the other parent or to pay maintenance as they've been ordered.
What if Jafet is a country because of the government lockdown and cannot travel back to Nairobi, and he needs the money to survive our country? Would he still be in contempt?
All right. So contempt is, of course, you're referring to disobeying court orders. And remember what I said is no person should willfully disobey court orders. Willfully. That scenario, if it's the case, doesn't sound like willful disobedience. Nevertheless, I'd advise Jafet to explain in writing to his ex-wife why he cannot travel, if it's a lockdown or whatever the reason. If it's reasonable, I doubt the wife would go to court. But if she does, then he has a good defense. However, if the situation allows him to travel but he still wants the children to remain upcountry, he needs to immediately apply to court to vary the orders.
It tells them that courts will listen to reason and can change custody orders if there is a good reason.
Close. But let's be absolutely clear. Do not bend, break, disobey, or otherwise fail to follow court orders, regardless of how justified you think you are. Failure to do so might find you in contempt of court and facing jail time. If you have a genuine issue with the custody or maintenance arrangement you have with your co-parent, first approach this co-parent. Ask them, talk to them, and when this approach fails, then you can apply to court. And remember, with child custody matters, the court will always be ready to hear you.
You have heard it, Jafet. Don't test the court's capacity to forgive and disobedience. Instead, take action by speaking with mother or the court to get an outcome that is in the best interest of your children. Thank you, Akili, for enlightening us. And thank you, everyone, for listening into this episode of Swala Nyeti. Our next episode's question is from Kevo, who asks, my ex-wife cheated on me and now she's demanding custody. Can I use this against her? Till next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Swala Nyeti.
To listen to more episodes or get more information, visit our website, www.swalanyeti.org.
If you have a legal question, you can also send it to us on our website.
Or call us on 0708-111-222 if you need urgent assistance.
Till next time, goodbye.
Goodbye.